This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you'd like to weigh in, talk about Disney and its little special status as the Vatican of Florida. Or if you want to talk about people freaking out that masks are no longer required on airplanes, 603-283-6160, you can weigh in. Or you can talk about something completely different, whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And we're talking about Disney here, and apparently they're this sort of self-governing entity that exists within one or two or more counties in the state of Florida, where they have their own emergency services, their own water department, their own utilities,
all of that stuff.
Road services in particular, yes, their own garbage disposal. And it makes sense that they would, because it is a city-sized property, Disney World, right?
Yeah,
I've never been, and I've never had any desire whatsoever to go. It sounds like it's overly crowded with people.
It's less fun than the average amusement park, I'd say, for an adult that likes rides. There are way more fun rides at, like, Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Aren't the lines, like, exceedingly long as well? Like, aren't
I think
gonna...
it depends on when you go.
Okay.
District, by the way, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, as it was granted to them in 1967, is 39 square miles, so it's a very large area. It encompasses, obviously, all of the Disney parks, so Disney World and Epcot, and then there's other things that are there, like there's areas where there's hotels, and there's apparently even some staff live in the two quote-unquote cities that exist in this landmass. But going to this story from WFTV9 ABC there in the Orlando area, they get into some of the interesting details of this, because there's a bunch of people get Disney, and they want to take away.
I don't understand. Why? Are these conservatives? Are these Republicans who are upset at Disney?
Yeah, primarily I think so, but there's also a bunch of kind of libertarian types who are on this pile-on. And for whatever reason, they think Disney is, like, harboring pedophiles or whatever. And maybe they are. I don't know. I haven't done any research on
this. This isn't going to end that.
No, of course not. It's not going to do anything to end that.
And it seems unlikely that Disney World would be... Well, Disney Company, maybe that they're doing something like that. The Disney World, I think we would have heard about it at some point in the last 40 or 50 years.
Oh, there's always been, like, conspiracy theories that, like, did you know there's this hidden place in Disney World? And it's totally possible. If you're walking around, it's, like, literally like a little city. And then there's buildings that aren't rides, that aren't a restaurant, and it's like something could be going on in there.
Are they
after
alleging
hours.
That children are getting kidnapped in the park and disappeared?
No, I don't even think it's that. It's just like a place, and it makes sense now that I'm thinking of it. If it's its own city, because you know they don't even have to worry about other cops that they usually would like pay off to rape children or whatever.
I mean, if something like that, I mean, they could just as easily all be reptilians who are using the Disney conglomerate to take over the world, right? The conspiracy theories, this is the issue I've always had with them, is that anything could be possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, there could certainly be these facilities on the Disney properties where they're kidnapping children or whatever, but someone would have noticed, hey, I went to Disney World and I came back and my kid wasn't with me.
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that they're getting kidnapped. I think it's just that, like, the kids who are in this system already, so most of them are probably the children of these people, these psychopaths that are in a cult that Disney is in, you know. Their children, they share their children with each other.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there. I agree with you on
this one,
Aria.
A lot harder to steal a kid.
I could see that one about the Joe Biden and Hunter Biden types and all of their creepy little stuff. I could see that about a certain type of person. But as far as a, like, some secret cabal of child rapist that exists within the government, I just don't see that as being likely.
See, here's the thing, and the point I wanted to, one of the points I made online today when people were talking, you know, cheering this on, yeah, get Disney, and I said, well, you know, this is just going to result in more power to the state, and if you're worried about children, you should be more worried about the Department of Children and Families, as they call it, I believe, in Florida, DCF.
I think it's CPS.
I looked it up today. I think it's I think it was DCF. But anyway, whatever they call it down there.
Yeah, all of these government institutions, they're just child traffickers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, there are so many.
I think that's their number one supply.
There are so many stories of people who work for Florida DCF who are child molesters. They've been caught for doing this. Not just the foster parents. I'm talking about the people who actually work for the department. Because obviously the foster parents are, you know, in every state you got problems with molesters and people starving children and doing all kinds of horrible things. Well, in Florida, and I'm sure in other states too, but I remember Florida because I used to live there. And so I remember hearing at one point, and I couldn't find the story today, but it was like one of the top administrators got arrested for doing nasty things with kids or whatever. So it's like, okay, maybe Disney is doing bad things, but you don't have to go to their park.
Mm.
You don't have to buy their movies. You don't have to buy their products. You don't have to physically go there. But for the rest of the people in the state of Florida, they're all forced to fund the Department of Children and Families.
Mm.
But it gets worse. So all these people cheering this on don't know anything about anything, right? They just know.
That's usually the case.
They just want to punish Disney, right? Because Disney is pro-gay is the reason for it, apparently. Well, according to this, if you get rid of the Reedy Creek Improvement District, then Orange and Osceola counties, the two neighboring counties, would then essentially adopt that land. It would become the county's land again, right? Because it was in the 60s before it was granted to
Disney. How come it automatically goes to the city, though? I mean,
it goes to the counties.
To the county. That's what I don't understand, right?
Well, who else would get it?
Anyone who wants to claim it, right? Because it's no longer the state's land at this point. It's no longer the county's land at this point.
Well, it is the state's land. That's why they can take away the special
permission.
They're
going to claim it, but it's Disney's land, as far as I can tell.
Well, yeah, it'll still be Disney's land, quote-unquote, but now they're going to have to pay property taxes on it, and now they're going to have to, so on and so forth. But for Disney, the main effect is more red tape. Disney would no longer be able to grant itself permission to renovate buildings or to build a new road. Instead, park officials would have to go to the county governments for every request, which, of course, is more of an annoyance.
Oh, that's untenable.
Yeah, that's going to make it impossible for them to do things. I bet they have to do stuff like that all the time. It's going to get, they're going to be potholes in the roads leading up to the castle.
It's a lot easier for Walt Disney World to do that through their own Reedy Creek than it would
faster.
Be to go through Orange County. Reedy Creek employees and infrastructure would likely become absorbed by the counties.
Are they actually making, are Florida state laws actually making Disney request and then grant their own requests to renovate?
That sounded like they were saying that's what they used to have to do.
But it's their own people, so they get it done instantly. I mean, it's probably very efficient.
That's the opposite of efficient, though. They have to fill out a paperwork saying, hey, I want permission
to that conclusion.
No, it sounded like they said that. They said they can no longer grant their own.
Yeah, but it could very well be an easy thing with it's corporate, right? So, like, they're probably way more efficient.
Okay, there would be something along those lines in corporate anyway. Hey, we want to spend this money renovating this property. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Reedy Creek employees would be absorbed by the counties, which would become responsible for sewer and road maintenance and those sorts of things.
Which they can't afford.
In exchange, the counties would collect the tax revenue that Disney is currently paying to itself. For taxpayers, the extra funding would be a boon as it would be distributed throughout the county. However, local governments would also absorb all of the district's liabilities, including the enormous amount of debt on its books. Reedy Creek historically operates at a loss of approximately $5 to $10 million per year per their financial reports.
Can they just make all the money with their movies? Or
the current arrangement renders that meaningless since Disney is able to subsidize its own operations with theme park revenue. So their governments are losers as far as revenue is concerned because they don't have anybody, like there's nobody living there that they can tax. So it's not your typical
government. The Disney World government loses money.
The Disney World government loses money, correct?
But the theme park Disney World makes money and it offsets that.
Oh, okay.
God, that's confusing.
To lawmakers, there is as much as $1 billion in debt on the balance sheets that if the state goes through with this, and it is going to the state house, I did confirm that, so the state senate passed it. If the state house signs this, if they approve this, then that $1 billion in debt becomes public debt, and it becomes burdened by the taxpayer at that point.
Doesn't sound like a good deal for the taxpayer, but
no, they're going to get screwed.
Yeah, it's never a good deal for the taxpayer. There's more coming up here about Florida. It's Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're here in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Ian, I know that you, at least the last time we talked about it, you used the actual disc system of Netflix. Like,
I still do.
You still do? You never upgraded to the streaming version?
No.
Okay. Well, I've never used the actual on-disc version, come to think of it. It's just been a streaming service for me. And through most of, you know, my time with Netflix, it was a really good streaming service. But something happened, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, where it just slowly became less and less useful because it had fewer and fewer things on it that I wanted to actually watch.
Because the agreements they had for licensing would expire and they wouldn't renew them, basically?
That did seem to be the case. Like, they made a big deal about Friends not being on Netflix or anything like that. And I never watched Friends. I never cared anything about it. But there were a lot of other shows. Like, at one point, this was back when I was still occasionally smoking weed, I wanted to watch the Lion King movies, right? I was high, obviously. And I was like, I want to watch the Lion King. That'd be great. So I checked on Netflix. The only one they had was Lion King 3, which I had never heard of. And if I wanted to watch the first two, then I guess Disney Plus had them. Well, Disney Plus didn't exist then, so I don't know what had them. But you couldn't find them on Netflix. And that was the case over and over with everything I wanted to see. Like, if I wanted to see Ghostbusters, and I don't know if this was the case then, they would have had the new Ghostbusters, but not one or two. Or they may have had two, but not the original that everyone wants to watch. And it was like that with everything that I wanted to see. It's like, okay, we got this thing that's very similar to what you're looking for.
Oh,
you wanted to watch Futurama. Have you considered our animated thing that we just produced? Because that's the closest we've got. And it just became more and more common where Netflix had nothing I wanted to watch. Of course, then they had Tiger King. And that was great. I will never regret the time I spent watching Tiger King. I did try to rewatch it recently, and it's one of those things that you can only watch once. After that, you're done with it. You know what's going to happen, and it's not as interesting. And that was what got me to go back to Netflix, was Tiger King. I just had to watch it. I'd heard so much about it being a train wreck that I had to see it for myself. And then I just sort of never canceled the subscription, and now it just sort of sits there being useless because there's nothing else on it.
You're their favorite kind of customer. You cost them nothing.
It always annoyed me. I had Hulu and Netflix for a while. It annoyed me that it was like there were just some things I could not find on Hulu, some things I couldn't find on Netflix, so it felt like you needed both. But eventually I just stayed with Hulu because it had South Park. Now I don't have either.
Hulu was a lot better, that's for sure. And I still use Hulu fairly often. I know I need to cancel my Netflix account, but it's only like, I only remember I even have a Netflix account when we're talking about it here on the show. So it's sort of a problem that I don't think about it when I'm not here because there's nothing on Netflix that I want to watch. So there's no reason for me to bring up Netflix.com when I'm at home anyway.
You know what I wonder about is, you mentioned Ghostbusters. I didn't check on any of the other things you mentioned, but I'm logged in here to the DVD Blu-ray version of Netflix, and they've got Ghostbusters. I can rent that on Blu-ray if I want to.
Well, I did say I never actually checked Ghostbusters. I was just using it as an example of, you know, people like the first two movies, but they don't like the third one. Just like with The Lion King, the first two movies were okay. The second one, not as good as the first. Which is all, it's nearly the same as the case with the Ghostbusters, but if you wanted to watch one, they would have part three, but not part one or two. Not the ones that people wanted to see. So I don't know.
They do have The Lion King as well.
So, I mean, it probably means they get them and get rid of them and get rid of them all the time.
You mean the DVDs?
I'm thinking there might be a difference between streaming license and the ability to rent a physical disc.
I'm sure there is, because I don't think if I wanted to that I could use Disney Plus to rent a physical disc from them.
But it's annoying because it used to be on Netflix that if they only had a movie available for a disc, they would show you. Like, if you're just, like, I assume you're just the streaming customer.
Right.
You can't go on there right now and see the ones that just are available for discs.
Yeah, they
used
separated
to be like
those
that.
Sites. Yeah, I think there was a time when I think very early on.
I know it was because I got True Romance. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie. I got that on disc, and it was the only thing I ever got on disc. So it used to be both. Now it doesn't. Now it's like you look up True Romance, and they don't have it for streaming. You just don't have it. You don't have the option.
The very beginning of Netflix. So early on, Netflix was a disc only thing. Like that was what they started doing. I think it was started in the early aughts or the late 90s or something. And at some point, they added streaming, and I think that's when you're describing, Bonnie, would have been the very beginning of them adding the streaming service. It was still together with the discs, and then at some point...
Right, because they wanted to transition people to the streaming service because it cost them less money, presumably.
And at some point, they figured they could make more money by separating the services and saying, if you like streaming, you can pay for our streaming service, but if you like the discs, then you can pay for that. So that's what happened there, I think. But if you think about it like this, licensing a movie for streaming is an entirely different situation than having a physical inventory of discs that once you've loaned the discs out, they're sold out, right? Like that you can't rent like the old video store, right? Like if everybody comes in there and rents out a new video and you come in after everybody's been there and all the videos are gone, then you don't get to rent that video that weekend.
Only because of intellectual property, though. I mean, it should be the case that the video store can just pop a blank DVD into their computer and burn you a new copy of it.
But we don't live in that world at this time.
True.
But my point is, with internet distribution, with streaming, there is no such limitation. So it's a completely different arrangement, whatever the business arrangement is, to say, okay, we, Netflix, want to stream Lion King. Well, Disney doesn't want them to be able to stream Lion King because Disney wants that exclusive right for Disney Plus now, right? So that's probably why that option is completely off the table. But I don't know what the rules are surrounding renting physical media. Do you have the ability to rent legal? Like, if you go and you buy a DVD, does that give you the ability to rent that DVD out? Because ultimately, you're not the one with it. You don't have, like, you're not supposed to display a DVD or whatever for your friends and charge them. You can only display a DVD, as I understand it, legally. This isn't legal advice, but like, if you have a movie, you can have your friends over for a movie night and you can show that movie. You just can't charge them for it. But can you rent the disc out and charge people for that? If not, then there must be some sort of licensing arrangement to allow them to rent these discs.
I have no idea because I exist in, you know, streaming world. I don't remember the last time I rented a movie, it would have been a VHS tape, you know, back in the mid-90s or something.
Yeah, so. See, I never worked in that business. I worked at Kmart when I was younger.
Yeah.
I never worked in the rental business, so I don't know. I know that in the early days you could get VHS tapes for like $100, and I think that's what the rental stores were paying for them. They could get it sooner than the consumers for five times what you would pay for the consumer.
That's an extreme markup.
Would come out. Yeah, but they would get it early.
And they would rent it over and over and over.
Right, and then they'd rent it and make the money back. So I don't know what the deal is now with Blu-ray or DVD. Those things come out so fast, rental stores don't get it any sooner.
And there's just torrent sites now.
Yeah, if you know anything about it, feel free to give us a call here.
Are there even still rental stores? I mean, I know there's still the one Blockbuster, right?
Because in Oregon.
Yeah, they're famous on Twitter for being the last Blockbuster, but I don't know, maybe someone out there knows more about renting DVD. 603-283-6160. It's free.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is asking the Department of Justice to appeal a Florida judge's ruling that ends a mask mandate for travel on airplanes, trains, and buses. The move coming as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reminds everyone the COVID-19 pandemic is not over.
We are making our decisions based on public health and data and what the CDC is recommending.
The Florida Senate is approving a bill stripping special status from the most magical place on earth. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis had announced the agenda for a special session to include abolishing Disney World's self-governing body. The move is partly in response to Disney's vow to help repeal the state's parental rights and education law. President Biden traveling to Portland, Oregon on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The price of gas is creeping back up.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An investigation is ongoing after Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Peruvian ambassador's home in Washington, D.C.
The officers fired those tasers. They did not take effect, and as these weapons did not take effect, ultimately the officers end up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Canty saying the man had smashed windows with a metal stake when Secret Service agents arrived. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome because it is talk radio that you control. To control the airwaves at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you value that, if you value the ideas of having a libertarian radio show that allows anyone to call in and weigh in with their opinions, then you might consider joining the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. It only takes $5 per month to join. That gets you in, and you get an app-only podcast, and there's an app-only chat on the Matrix server. There's even an app-only Facebook group for those people who aren't currently banned from Facebook. All four of the people out there in the world who are not yet currently banned from Facebook. AMPS.freetalklive.com. Brett Perry has joined the AMPS program, and Brett is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Brett is giving $10 per month to the program. But again, $5 per month is all it takes to get in. So thank you so much, Brett, for your contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show. Speaking of anyone being able to call in and share their thoughts and opinions, we have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I do very much appreciate your show.
Thanks, and, Sarah. Have you considered joining the AMPS program?
Well, you know what? You know what my problem is?
You don't have any money?
No, I just want to send a check. You know what I mean? I just need a mailing address or a P.O. box.
There actually is an address to which you can send a check.
Well, I'm going to have to find that out.
Just go to our website.
I know. you guys make it really hard for all of our old people, you know, that we're not so computer savvy, you know.
Is Richard more computer savvy than you?
No, I have to teach him how to text on his dumb phone.
Oh, wow.
So, no, he's not that computer savvy. But, yeah, help me out later with a P.O. box. Ben, I just want to mention that when I was in Texas, when I go through San Antonio or El Paso, they actually have rental bikes where you use your debit card and you can rent out your bike and ride around and you can be there anywhere. But, you know, I'm amazed. I look at those things like, well, I'm in another state. Because we had those rental scooters, and I think we might have those rental bikes. But what happens is that the dope heads, they steal the bike, and then they remove the computer, the GPS monitor on it. So then they fix it, and then they sell it for $50 for crack. So this is what's going on here in Albuquerque.
Now, I've seen some of these things. I don't remember where I've seen them, but it wasn't terribly long ago that I saw some of these scooters. And I thought you had to. I thought they were locked, and you had to use some sort of payment method in order to unlock them.
Yeah, like an app.
Yeah.
Wait. What is it? I think you have, all you need is a MasterCard debit card to plug in to unlock it, and then they charge your card for how many hours or whatever you use.
Yeah, but if you never return it, then they're going to hit you with some sort of surcharge for the replacement of the scooter, aren't they?
Yeah, but they got these thieves. They must use a bogus card, or I don't know what they do, but they found the scooter in the bottom of the Rio Grande, one of them. They've been stealing them. They would unlock it, haul it in the truck, and they would steal it. And for some reason, it does rack up that they must have nothing on the credit card for them to unlock it to let it off, but they would remove all of the computers off of the bike and they would resell it. So it just, I believe this is what's going on here in New Mexico.
That does happen. You made me curious, so I've now got an article in front of me about how the shared scooter theft problem, and presumably this exists with bikes as well, talking about the vandalism, theft, the rough handling, all of these things that you would expect from shared property, from property that isn't readily recognizable. Hey, that's my scooter, so I want to take care of it, or that's my bike. So, doesn't the fact that people aren't taking care of these things, that they are just stealing and, you know, throwing them into the river or whatever they want with them, isn't that sort of evidence that property works and that shared property doesn't work?
No, but see, it works in Texas. The Texas laws are very strict. I've seen people that are, you know, those scooters that they're like skateboard with a bar.
Yes, I know what a scooter is. Thank you.
No, but I mean, it's not the one that you sit, but you stand up.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, in Texas, they have those.
Oh, see, when you said scooter, I didn't even think about like a mobility scooter.
Me neither. I just thought of scooter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Sarah, but one thing, these things must just be different. I know the ones in San Antonio, they like stop where they are. Like, you can't continue to roll them when you're done paying for them. I've never used one.
Oh, I can see that. Like, if you pay for it, you pay in advance for like 2 miles or whatever, and after 2 miles, the wheels lock up, and you have to pay. Mm. What if you're out in the middle of nowhere, like you're halfway to your destination?
Get the credit card up.
You have to pay more, I guess. I don't know. I've never used them, but I've seen them all the time. They used to annoy me so much because driving stupid scooter across the street. I don't know.
In Keene, I've made peace with scooters and skateboarders and bicyclists for the most part. I mean, there is the one aspect that I don't like, and that is they should pick which one they are, whether they're a pedestrian or whether they're a vehicle, right? Because they will cut across the crosswalk and then immediately jump into the actual vehicle lane and then cut across another crosswalk. It's like, no, that's the opposite of what people are trying to do here, right? I mean, if you want to be treated like a pedestrian, that's fine, but then don't try to be treated like a vehicle. Pick one. Mm-hmm. And even then, I don't want the state to do anything about it. I just want to be able to, you know, flip them off and call them inconsiderate, which I wouldn't even do, but still, stop being inconsiderate, basically.
Sarah, did you say that you ride any of these scooters or shared bikes or anything?
No, I've looked at them when they had them. the when they did have them, but I think most of it disappeared. And since I'm only 5 foot, those bicycles, I can't ride those. It's for people with, like, a really long legs. So I can't ride those bikes. It's
too they don't let you
I think you need an app, Ian. I'm pretty sure in San Antonio, at least, you need an app. So there's no way she could do it.
Wow. Sarah, have you ever ridden a bike? When you were a kid?
I've ridden a bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is
not one of these bikes. You need like
there's
a kid's bike.
There's something wrong with our state. Mm-hmm.
There is something wrong with every state, Sarah. Then that is that they exist.
Yeah, that is true. Everywhere you go, it's always
you don't agree with me. You didn't understand what I said.
No, she said they have pros and cons.
Mostly cons.
Things about it.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah. I want to get into this, and I hate to cut you off, but I do want to get into this because it does evidently represent some sort of a problem. And I see these things around. I really wish I could remember where I saw one because it wasn't terribly long ago.
Was it in Boston?
The shared scooters?
Yeah.
I don't think they have them in Boston.
Big cities have them.
I know, but I saw one like within the last few months was suggested it was somewhere in New Hampshire. And I don't recall where, and that's what's eating at the back of my mind. But vandalism, theft, all of these things are an issue for these things. And there's an article here about it, and most of the article isn't really worth getting into, but it is curious that this experiment with social property, somebody owns these scooters, right? But that's not how the average person treats them. When they see this, they think, oh, well, it's basically a bus version of, it's a city bus version of a scooter or something. And so they treat it like crap. They end up breaking it. There's no incentive for
community
them to take
property.
Care of it.
Yeah.
Mm. And isn't there a term for this?
Community property.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have these at the college. They're not scooters, but they have bikes. They have these green bikes that...
At the college here in Keene?
Yeah, the college students are allowed to just kind of... Oh, if they see one, they can pick it up and ride it over to wherever they want to leave it, and then they leave it there. I don't think there's any fancy stopping system or rental.
Do they pay it?
No, I don't think there's anything like that. It's just like, you see the green bike. If you're a college student, you can take it. But these things are just... They look terrible. They look like they're the worst bike you could possibly imagine. And they do have a guy that his job is to take care of the bike. Bikes on the college campus, so I'm pretty sure they are taken care of. You wouldn't want to steal them because it's just so ugly.
It does sound ugly, a bright green bike, yeah. And, you know, that probably works for the college kids who are, you know, paying to go there, so that's not the worst thing ever. But we're going to talk about Netflix when we get back and how it's losing subscribers. 603-283-6160. It's
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we got to asking ourselves early, you know, about movie rentals and how that actually even works, because...
Well, you were bemoaning Netflix, the streaming service, not having access to certain works, like The Lion King, you gave an example,
right.
Disney properties. And you mentioned that I still have the DVD Blu-ray version of Netflix, so I went just to see, and yeah, I could still rent Lion King on Blu-ray, that's no problem through Netflix, but apparently you can't stream it, and it made me wonder, there must be some sort of different arrangement legally between streaming, because you always hear about, oh, this movie's going to leave Netflix due to the, you know, streaming agreement, it's all going to be over on this date, you better watch it, yeah, you've seen these articles online, right, like, the time
I've
runs
seen
out.
It a lot on, like, Tubi. But Tubi's a free platform, so I sort of expect that sort of nonsense there.
Well, it happens on Netflix quite a bit, apparently. Their agreements come to an end, and the movies go away from the streaming side. But they're still available on the physical platter side of Netflix. And I sort of speculated aloud that maybe there's some more protections that you have if you actually have the physical copy. But what does it take to get a rental, you know, version? Do you have to pay extra to the licensor or whatever? And it turns out that according to Avvo.com, there's a lawyer here. Actually, it's a series of answers to the question of, is it legal to rent out DVDs that I've purchased? So if you go to Walmart or online or whatever and buy a copy of one of these DVDs or Blu-ray, can you then just start charging people to rent it out? And a few attorneys said no, but one guy says, I disagree with my colleagues who conclude that it's unlawful to rent a DVD movie. Copyright law at USC Section 106, 17 USC 106.3 provides that the owner of a copyright has the exclusive right to, quote, distribute copies of the copyrighted work to the public by sale or other transfer of ownership or by rental, lease, or lending. However, the first sale provision of copyright law in a different section, 109A.
So before we go into that, let's recap what that first part was, which was that a company that produces media can sell it to you and grant you a license to rent it out.
Exclusive right to do that. With the exception of Section 109A, which is the first sale provision that provides that notwithstanding their copyright owner's distribution right, the owner of a particular copy of a work, quote, is entitled, without the authority of the copyright owner, to sell or otherwise dispose of that copy. Meaning that if you go and you buy a DVD or a Blu-ray or something, and you watch it, and you're tired of it, and you want to sell it at a garage sale, you have the full right to do that.
Sure.
But you can also otherwise dispose of the copy, which includes the ability to rent it out to people.
How's that disposing of it?
Well, I would say that's still selling it, right? Because it's not a rental until they bring it back.
True.
Otherwise, you're selling it. It's sort of like at a pawn shop. There's a difference between pawning and selling in their worldview.
Mm-hmm.
But when it really comes down to it, you're selling it to them, and you don't reclaim it until you actually go to pick it up and pay them back that money. So in the DVD world, you buy the DVD for a dollar or whatever, and it's expected that you're going to bring it back. But really, other than being a good person, there's nothing requiring you to actually take that DVD back other than, the video store will call you or whatever.
You have an agreement you sign when you join the membership that says you're going to bring it back or they can charge you the full price at the disc.
But friend to friend, you could legally, according to this that Ian read, charge someone to take the disc, then they're using it,
mm-hmm.
and then they can legally dispose of it how they want, which includes
giving it back to you.
So, sounds like it's legal.
While the distribution right granted to copyright owners includes the exclusive right to rent physical copies, the other section, the first sale, section 109A provision, confers on the owners of the physical copy the right to dispose of their particular copies however they choose, including by rental. But that's not the end of the story. The copyright industries are the movie, software, and music industries, and the literary community. The software and music industries, however, were successful in excluding software and music from the first sale doctrine. So that means you can do this to a videotape, a DVD, a Blu-ray, any kind of movie property, but if you have a CD, an audio disc, you cannot rent CDs. And think about it. You never saw that in rental stores, right?
No, and it never would have occurred to me that I never saw it in rental stores, but isn't that what music streaming is?
Streaming would have a different licensing.
But it's still renting the music.
No. Well, it's not the same thing as the physical property. So in that case, the Apple Music or Amazon or whoever it is that's playing Spotify or whoever is, they're paying the record companies for the right to play that music.
Okay.
So in the same way the radio stations pay the record companies through ASCAP, BMI, and those groups.
Now, was it just that the music industry and the software industry just had more lobbyists to throw at the government? Or is there actually a good logical reason of why it doesn't apply to music, but it does apply to movies?
I don't know.
To me, it seems like if it applies to one of them, it should apply to both. Because we're just talking about whether or not you experience something orally.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or visually and orally.
Maybe it had something to do with the concern of copying the thing, because in the computer software amendment, so there's certain amendments to this law that got passed. I pulled up the actual text, because when I heard that, I thought, well, wait a minute, I remember growing up, they rented video games at the video rental stores.
Yeah, so that was how I played most of the video games that I experienced growing up, because you didn't want to spend $50 or whatever on one of these NES video games.
You could do $5 instead, have it for the weekend. And,
yeah. And you could probably beat it in the same amount of time as if you owned it.
So, turns out, the Computer Software Rental Amendments Act of 1990 amended the copyright law to prohibit any person in possession of a computer software program from renting, leasing, or lending it for direct or indirect commercial advantage unless authorized by the copyright owner. However, it excludes home video game software from that prohibition, including computer programs that are in a machine or product which cannot be copied during the ordinary operation of the machine or product. So it sounded like they were giving a protection to somebody who had a piece of software on a floppy disk disk because it was easy to copy that.
Sure.
But we're not giving that protection to an NES or a Genesis cartridge or something like that, because to have that, the ability to copy something like that would have been way out of the range of the average person.
So yeah, that's still outside of the range of the average person. I mean, it's much cheaper now for like $60 to $80 or whatever. You can clone any of your games, but first you have to buy the game, and it's prohibitively expensive.
They say here that the movie industry did try to persuade Congress to grant it a similar exemption, but it failed. And that was the Consumer Video Sales Rental Amendment of 1983. So in short, it is lawful to rent physical copies of movies that have been lawfully acquired, even secondhand. That is why for many years there was a video store on every other corner in America. So the fact that that one act was not prohibited by the federal government created essentially the video rental industry.
And, no, it just didn't prohibit it.
Well, yes, that's true. It allowed that thing to exist and flourish for many, many decades.
Imagine how much nicer it would have been if you could have rent like albums and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could have encouraged a lot of creative things.
Yeah. It's weird how I've never even thought of that either, and you guys said the same thing, that you never thought of that.
Because a lot of bands, what a lot of people did in order to get people to buy copies of stuff instead of renting them, they would include fillers. I don't remember the terminology they used for them, but it's basically, you know, if you buy this game directly from us, you'll get this extra little bonus map included in it or whatever. And eventually that became, you know, you get on-disc DLC and nonsense like that. That's stuff that's permanently locked out for people who don't buy the original game. But initially, you know, to solve these problems, if we want to encourage people to actually buy our stuff, they would do and include neat things. The band Tool still does this, notoriously. Their album 10,000 Days, in order to prevent people from streaming it or downloading it because they weren't on streaming services then, it had this little ocular device and these little photographs in it that would become 3D as you peered at them through the ocular things. And you were never going to get that by streaming it or pirating it, sure, or, you know, burning a copy of your friend's CD.
Mm, that's pretty
cool. So we would have seen a lot more of that if the music industry and computer software companies had been able to just be motivated like that to produce that sort of content. Instead, they just had the government come out and say, hey, no, you can't do this at all because it's too easy to copy. Right. It is easy to copy. So give the consumer a reason to buy the original instead of just playing on a copy, or instead of just installing from a copy.
So video rental stores don't pay licensing fees to physically rent physical copies of movies. There's no need. But if you are a streamer, then you absolutely have to license that content because there's no limitation to streaming beyond the bandwidth that you have.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Well, we're going to get back to the story of Netflix here and how they're losing money, even though they still have all of these DVDs that you can rent. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.